PRI's The World is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Women Heart to reduce heart disease by training women to be community health advocates. More information about becoming a Women Heart champion at MedtronicFoundation.org. And by IBM, hosting a conversation about global issues facing our planet. Can we build a smarter planet? Details at IBM.com/think.
I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Brazil's Air Force says search planes spotted some debris floating in the Atlantic Ocean earlier today, and now an official in Brazil believes there's no doubt that the debris comes from the Air France passenger jet that's been missing since yesterday. The airliner disappeared on its way from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. There were 228 people on board. So far, there's no sign of any survivors. As Anita Elash reports, investigators still have a long way to go before they know what happened to Air France Flight 447.
The odds were against search teams when the day began. Military planes were combing a vast area in the middle of the Atlantic. They were also struggling with bad weather and limited visibility. But then came word of a possible breakthrough. A spokesman for the Brazilian Air Force said that this morning, a military aircraft spotted some debris on the water. An orange buoy, an airplane seat, some small white pieces, a turbine, and oil and kerosene. Finding the debris could be an important step toward understanding what happened to Flight 447. Investigators hope it will help them locate the airline's black box recorders. The black boxes emit signals for about 30 days. A French military spokesman, Commander Christophe Prazuc, described the obstacles searchers now face.
La zone dans laquelle nous faisons ces recherches surplombe la dorsale médio-atlantique.
Prazuc said the search area is above an underwater mountain range as big as the Andes mountain range. He said the underwater search would be very difficult because the landscape is steep and covered by more than 2 miles of water. In Paris, relatives of some of the passengers gathered again today at a crisis center near Charles de Gaulle Airport. The director of a French electrical materials company confirmed that 10 of his employees and 9 spouses were on the plane. Laurent Bouveret said the employees had been awarded trips to Brazil for being the best regional salespeople. He said the company had set up its own crisis center to help the families.
Les familles nous appellent beaucoup parce qu'elles sont totalement perdues et que leur référence c'est leur employeur.
He said the families are completely lost and that they're calling the center a lot because it's the only place they have to go. The French government said it will fly victims' families over the crash site once it's identified to help them mourn. Public memorial services are planned for tomorrow at Paris's Notre-Dame Cathedral and the Paris Mosque. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.